What if you went and bought you a brand new car? Let's say you got a raise, got a big promotion. You thought, damn it, I haven't had a new car in 15 years. I'm going to go buy me a damn new car. So you go spend $20,000 on a brand new car. And as you're signing the papers, you ask them to go over the warranty again. They say, well, we guarantee we're going to fix this. We guarantee we're going to fix that. Anything goes wrong the first, whatever, 3 years, we're going to take care of, no problemo. So you drive it off the lot. Of course, you pay cash for it, we'll say. You borrow the money from your rich brother-in-law or something. So you pay cash for it. You drive it off the lot. You get about a mile down the road, and the transmission falls out, and the engine starts smoking, and nothing it works. And you got a dead sled, as they say, in the car business. You got your $20,000 sled sitting there, which means it can only move if you drag it. And so you walk back to the auto dealership, and he says, hey, dude, let's talk about that warranty. And they say, we're not going to honor the warranty. And you say, well, why the hell not? And these guys says, 9/11. We're at war. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't you understand? We're at war, 9/11. We don't honor no guarantees. We don't honor no warranties. That's what Bush is telling us. We're at war. You don't have a constitution anymore. Everybody in this country is born with certain inalienable rights that they're guaranteed under the Constitution. Guaranteed. But Bush has decided, well, we're at war, so screw that guarantee. I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the law says. I don't care what the Constitution says. It's what I want to do, so that's what we're going to do. And the Democrats stand there and say, well, okay, we're disappointed in the president's reaction, but we understand. We'll be quiet. Wouldn't want to make Mr. Rove mad. We've lost our guarantee. You understand what that means? We were guaranteed shit in the Constitution. Bush said, never mind. Are we going to just take it?